Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight who are joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. Amen. We pray, amen, Jesus, that you are walking in the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for life. And that more abundantly. Amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks. We give God praise for all that he's done for us, all that he's doing for us. Amen. For all that is yet to be manifested. We just give God praise. Glory be to God. Because we know that the blessings are on the way. Amen. And we just want to, again, welcome you here to the Prayer News Network Global. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight, amen, Jesus, because as always, amen, we realize there's so much more, so many other things that you could be doing, amen, but you have elected to come and be with us, and we just give God thanks and praise for that, amen. We thank the Lord tonight, amen, because we're realizing that this is the night of midweek services, and that, amen, believe it or not, we know that people are riding home, amen, from their Bible studies, glory to God, and they're tuning in, glory to God, as they roll, amen. So we bless the Lord for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your commitment to continue to be here with us here on the Prayer News Network, amen. We thank God for you. We thank the Lord on tonight for all of our listeners. Glory to God. We thank the Lord tonight for our listeners that are near and our listeners that are far, amen, into countries, now reaching into 34-plus countries. we just give God thanks. We just give the Lord praise. Amen. We give the Lord praise on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you. We thank you for listening in. Amen. Whether you're listening in from Jamaica, Bahamas, glory to God, or from the UK, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot begin to mention all of the countries that we're reaching into, but we just thank you. We thank God, amen, for you, you, and you. Amen. As far even out into South Africa, amen, Madagascar, glory to God. Those of you that are sending in your prayer requests, glory to God, we want you to know that we're getting your requests. Amen, and that we are praying, we're believing God, we're touching God with you. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank you for sending in your requests. Amen. We said keep them coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we believe, amen, that God has a blessing with your name on it. Amen. And we continue to petition. We continue to bombard heaven on behalf of your petitions and your requests. Amen. Glory to God. It's not because, amen, we don't believe, amen, that the Lord is hearing us. Glory to God. But listen, even with Daniel, amen, Jesus, amen, when the angels came to Daniel, glory to God, what did they say? They said unto him the first day, the very first day, amen, that he made his petition, glory be to God, the Lord heard him. Amen. But we know the principality and the powers of the air continue to try to withstand and hold back the blessings of the people of God. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For his angels. Amen. Fighting on our behalf, warring on our behalf. Glory be to God. Amen. We continue to pray and shake heaven. Glory be to God. Continue to pray. Glory to God and amen, and get God's attention. Amen, Jesus. We don't have to holler. We don't have to scream. Amen. But he simply says, amen. Glory to God, and that's what we do. We ask. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise for you. Again, keep those prayer requests coming in. People of God, we just want to let you know again as well, amen, Jesus, that this is a recorded line. Glory to God, and you can actually get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. We will give you a copy of the broadcast, amen, afterwards, where you can text us, amen. We'll give you two numbers and facts, amen, that you can text and get your copy of the broadcast, amen. Glory to God. Again, it's absolutely free, people of God, because we have a mission, amen, and it's the mission of the Lord. Glory to God, that none be lost, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. And we're here, amen, carrying forth this word every night, amen, in place. Glory to God, that perhaps, amen, someone may come, someone may hear, glory to God, hear the voice of the Lord, hear the call of the Lord, amen, in what we're doing. Glory to God, and come to repentance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come to repentance.
The recording has
glory
started.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, and let the Lord, amen, the Spirit of the Lord usher you straight out of the kingdom of darkness, amen, into his liberty. Glory be to God, wherewith he died to make us free. Glory to God. That's what we're here for, amen. Hallelujah, that some captive would be set free. Glory to God, set free in their spirit, set free in their soul, set free in their mind, amen. Glory be to God. For listen, people of God, the Lord is concerned about the whole man. He's concerned about all of you, every aspect of you in your life. Amen, Jesus. He's concerned. Glory to God. And it is for this cause that he died. Amen. To redeem us. Glory to God. Not half redeem us. Amen, Jesus. But fully redeem us unto himself. Glory to God. That we could walk, amen, and live in the righteousness of God, in the holiness of God, hallelujah, as kingdom, hallelujah, as kingdom saints, glory be to God, walking in power, walking in authority, glory be to God. This is our mission, amen, this is our mission, amen, glory to God, that the Lord by his spirit, glory to God, will do all of that and then some, amen. So we give God thanks and we praise him. Amen. And again, we say these broadcasts are absolutely free. Glory to God. And you can go out and you can get your copy. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You can actually go out online. Amen, Jesus. And Google us. We found out the other day, amen, that you can go out and Google us. Amen. Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. You can add all of our prior broadcasts. Amen. And, in fact, you can click on the broadcast that's going on right now. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen at the Lord. Look at what the Lord is doing. He's making it accessible. Amen to everybody. Amen. This is how we're getting into those 34 countries. And glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. The self-same broadcast, glory to God, are there. Amen. Glory to God. In the form of podcast as well. Amen. So you can look at it, amen, Jesus, the broadcast. You can listen as well, amen. You can listen, glory to God, through the podcast that are listening, that are listed there online, amen. Glory to God. So if you're having problems getting in, listen, by all means, glory be to God. Go out on our website, amen. Go out on the, look on the Prayer News Network, glory to God, amen. And you can listen, glory to God, to the live broadcast. As well, people of God, you can listen in on our Facebook page. Glory to God, you can go out to, amen, Prayer News Network Facebook page and click on our logo, amen. It's live, going there as well, amen. Glory be to God. Reaching, amen, reaching. And this is the Lord's doing, and it's so marvelous in our eyes, amen. Here we are now, not be knowing unto us, amen, at 2.5, amen, million people that are listening to this broadcast. And we just want to say thank you for listening. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time, glory to God, for truly this is the Lord's vision. Amen. He dropped it, amen, April 6th of last year. Glory be to God. April 6th, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And people of God, we have been here ever since, carrying out the Lord's vision, amen, moving forth, amen, in his power and in his demonstration, amen. Glory to God. 29 people that we, amen, can account for, glory to God, amen, that have made confession here on the line since that time. 29 people, amen, rededicated their lives to the Lord, amen, Jesus, and one, glory be to God, has even received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to come on to receive the Holy Ghost. We don't want you to just stop at salvation. Glory to God. But you need a keeper. You need a sealer. Yes, you need a sealer, people of God. Amen. You need his spirit. Glory be to God. Let God living, abiding, moving in you. Amen, Jesus. Bringing you, amen, to the truth. Glory to God. Because you know, people of God, we were born in sin. We were shaping in iniquity. Glory be to God. So we were already born at a disadvantage. Amen. But once we're born again, all that the enemy did, glory to God, the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, the Lord began to reverse that thing. Amen. He began to bring us, glory be to God, unto his perfect liberty. Bring us, glory to God, into that place because we're created in the image and in the likeness of him, glory to God. And he begins to bring us, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, begin to, hey, glory to God, undo, amen, the works of the enemy, amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight, people of God. We bless him, we bless him, we bless him. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for our leaders, amen, Jesus. I just want to thank God, amen. Glory be to God for, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Mother Carrie James. Amen. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory be to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for our, glory be to God, amen, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. And for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Senior, amen. Thanking the Lord for the women of God, amen, that stand by their side, amen, Jesus, in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord, amen, on tonight for our PNN advisors, Glory to God, each and every one of them. Amen. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise. Amen. For a fine group of people. Amen. That the Lord has brought together. Glory to God. Amen. Truly it's the Lord's doing. Amen. From several different ministries. Glory to God. But he has brought us together in unity. And we just give God thanks. Amen. That, amen, they can extend their hands. Amen. They can extend, amen, their resources, their gifts. Amen, to keep this outreach ministry going forward. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for that on today. We bless the Lord. Amen. And again, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Listen, people of God, we just want to ask you, as you're coming in, go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Glory to God. Jump on one of those group texts. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on into the broadcast. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in. They can dial in. Amen. If you want to come in. Amen. And if you want to speak. Amen. We will have. Amen. You already know the platform. Amen. A platform. Glory to God. Where you we'll take our prayer requests. Glory to God. If you would like to give your prayer request, you, amen, of course, have to dial into, amen, the broadcast. And let me give you that number in case you have a prayer request that you would like to, amen, Jesus, speak. Amen, Jesus. You can dial 39-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-91. Amen. So you can dial in if you want to give your prayer request or if you, amen, would have something to say, you can dial in. Otherwise, as we've already stated, you can just listen to us, amen, Jesus, over the airways, amen. So we bless the Lord again for each and every one of you, people of God, and we, amen, want to go ahead and move forward now, amen, Jesus. We just want to bless the line tonight. We're excited, glory to God, for we know that there is a word from the Lord on tonight, amen. We are very excited, glory to God. The Lord is blessing us, amen. We have several different platforms. Last night we had prayer, amen, Jesus, prayer and praise, glory to God, and we were so blessed, amen, so blessed by our PNN warriors, amen, that came forth. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work in the midst of us, amen, his people. He's doing a great work, and we're just grateful, amen, to be a part of the work that the Lord has already begun in us, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we just want to, at this time, clear our hearts and our minds. We encourage you, as always, to get your pencil and your paper. Amen. Get your pencil and paper and hear, amen, what the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. Glory to God. Jot down your notes. Glory to God. Jot down your scriptures, where they're from. Go back and listen to them. Amen. At some time, amen, on tomorrow or the next day, glory to God, refresh them, bring them back up again. Tell somebody, amen, Jesus, what you got off the broadcast. And when you tell them what you got, tell them where you got it from and invite them to come and be a part of the broadcast with you. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, as we prepare for the word on tonight, amen. We listen, people of God, as we always say, listen, glory to God. We cannot go before God any kind of way, amen. Glory to God. Even in the tabernacle, the priests had to be clean, amen. They had to be sanctified. They had to go, glory be to God, by, amen, Jesus, a brazen altar. Glory to God, that's that, at that place after you enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Then you go by the brazen altar. Amen, Jesus, where that sacrifice was strapped down on that altar. Amen, that's that place. Glory to God, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. Glory to God. And we want the Lord to show us ourselves. Glory to God. And we go by that laver of water. Amen, that brazen laver of water. Glory be to God, where we can look and see ourselves. The Lord show us ourselves. People of God, amen, as we approach, glory to God, that altar of incense, glory to God, because we want to go behind the veil, amen. We want to come one with him, glory to God, right there at that altar, glory to God, right there on the altar, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Right there, right there, right there. So we can't go any kind of way. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. For the scriptures declares in Psalm 66, amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, 66 and 18. Amen. If I regard iniquity in my heart, if I hold iniquity in my heart, if I hold forgiveness in my heart, if I hold envy, if I hold strife, if I hold murderous thoughts, if I hold vindictiveness, glory to God, if I hold all of these things in my heart, glory to God. The scripture declares, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. Go and read it for yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Go and read it for yourself. So we always take time by the line, the Lord to look upon us, look upon our hearts. And if there's anything within us, amen, that's not like him, we ask for forgiveness. Amen. And we ask him to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. For we want the Lord to hear us. Glory to God. We want to, amen, receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, if you would, glory be to God. Amen. Prepare your hearts on tonight. Glory be to God. Prepare your hearts on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let us go. Amen. Prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just want to bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God as we prepare for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. And the song on tonight says, bless the Lord.
The recording has started.
With all my soul and with all that is within me, bless his home. Holy, holy name, hallelujah, hallelujah, for I will bless the Lord with all my soul. And with all that is within me, bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you do it all tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you bless the Lord? Will you bless the Lord on tonight? Glory to God. Will you bless him? Glory to God. Will you bless him? Will you bless him on tonight? Bless him, glory to God, with your whole heart. Bless him, glory to God, for his goodness. Bless him tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and bless him tonight, for he's a good God. He's our Savior. Glory to God. He's our peace. He's our high tower. Glory be to God. He's our Redeemer on tonight. Glory to God. And he's our provider. Glory to God, and we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Oh, come on and bless him tonight. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, people of God. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful unto him. Glory to God, and let us bless his name on tonight. Let's bless him with an attitude. Glory to God. An attitude of gratitude on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him, people of God. Hallelujah, for he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy, glory to God, of your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't worry about my praise. Hallelujah. But you come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. You give him a praise. Hallelujah, that is acceptable unto him. Give him a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him on tonight.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name, oh God. Bless you. Oh, glory to God. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God, for truly you are the lifter of our head. And we come tonight to give you thanks. We come to give you praise. We come, glory to God, hallelujah, to give you all the honor that's due unto you, the honor that's due unto your name, your holy and your righteous name. Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for you've been good to us. Glory to God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And, Father, we come to give you thanks on the night. We just come to tell you thank you one more time. We just come, glory be to God, to tell you thank you. Hallelujah, to tell you thank you, that we appreciate you. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for keeping us, glory to God, all day long. Thank you for keeping us all night long. Oh, God, we thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God, for if we had 10,000 tongues, Father, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But we come on tonight. We come in this hour. Father, we come, glory be to God, asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us on tonight. Look upon the altar tonight. Look upon us, oh God, in the precious name. Oh, God, look upon us tonight. Father, we're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew your righteous spirit within us on tonight. Glory to God, not according to our righteousness, oh, God, for our righteousness before you is as filthy rags. And we're asking you to look upon us tonight. Glory to God, for you desire truth on the inward part. And we're asking that you will look upon us this night in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, Father. We're asking you to forgive us of our sins. We're asking you to cleanse us of our iniquities and pardon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, tonight, we say let thy will be done. Let thy holy and righteous will be done in each and every one of us, oh God. For you know, oh God, what's best for us. And we're asking you tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God, to cause our will, oh God, to be consumed by your will. Father, we say let thy will be done, glory to God, in earth, Asha, hey God, as it is in heaven. Oh, tonight, glory to God, we say magnify yourself. We say glorify yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, glorify yourself in us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you'll look upon the hearts of your people. Look upon us, each and everyone. For you know what we have need of, Father, before we even ask. And Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, we're asking you to look upon the needs of your people tonight. Oh, glory to God. Look upon the needs. Oh, God, some need a healing on tonight. Some need deliverance on tonight. Some need direction on tonight. Oh, God, some need a touch from you on tonight. Father, we're asking you to move, glory to God. Move in the winds on tonight. Move in the wind, oh, God, and stir up your desire in us, your people, tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming because we need you. We need more of you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen on tonight. Strengthen the inward man in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, glory to God. Father, empower us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Power to do your will. Power, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory to Messiah. In the name of Jesus, power on tonight, oh God. We're asking you to move. Oh, glory to God. Move by your spirit and move by your anointing on tonight. Father, empower us on tonight. Empower us to live holy. Empower us to live righteous. Empower us to walk in your truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, and we ask that, God, for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise. We're thanking you for moving in the earth. Thank you for moving in the north. Thank you for moving touching down the hearts of your people. Thank you for touching glory to God. Thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for sanctifying us tonight. Father, sanctify us, sanctify us, sanctify us tonight. Make us ready, oh God, to receive your word. Make us ready, glory to God. Hallelujah, to hear your word. And we come against every spirit of distraction on tonight. Everything that's not of thee, Father, by the precious blood tonight. Father, we cast it out now, Shabbat. And God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we take authority on tonight. In your precious name, oh God, we're thanking you tonight, causing your word, oh God, cause it to go way down on the inside. Father, cause us to hide your word, hey God, in us, oh God, that we might not sin against thee. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your glory. We thank you on tonight. Thank you, hey God, we thank you. Glory to God, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for being nigh unto us, your people. We thank you on tonight. Oh, glory to God, for there's no petition that's too great or too small. But, Father, we thank you tonight for your concern, glory to God, with everything that concerns your people. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would save on tonight. Save on tonight. Hallelujah. Save on tonight. Save on tonight. Glory to God. Cause your word to go forth, glory to God, out of your messenger, oh God, and speak into the hearts of your people. Speak into the hearts, glory to God, those that may be riding, oh God, on the train, on the railways. Father, those that may be in the plane. Father, we're asking that you will speak on tonight. Cause your word to stand before them. Cause your word, oh God, oh global Hosiah, oh God, into the hearing of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Those, glory be to God, hallelujah, that may be in the alleyway. Oh God, on tonight, we're asking that you will speak. Speak to your people. Deliver, oh God, deliver and redeem your people. We ask that God redeem your people on tonight from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And Father, we thank you tonight. Oh God, we thank you for binding up the hand of wickedness on tonight. We thank you for giving us the power. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for endowing us on tonight as sons of God. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for every answer tonight. Thank you for answering your people. Thank you for the manifestation of the answers, oh God, of the petitions of your people. Jesus, we thank you. We honor, we glorify you. Thank you for your life given, oh God, that we might live and that we might have a right to the tree of life. Father, we thank you tonight for healing. Oh, God, for healing is a children's bread. And we're thanking you tonight for there's healing under your wings. We thank you, oh, glory to God. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for setting free every captive on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight, Father. And our hearts are open unto you. And we shall have your will now in the midst of us. Father, send forth your word. Cause your word to have free course. Speak into the very hearts of your people. Speak, glory to God. And Emasha God, Iramase, hey God, Hiasa God, in the name, in the name of Jesus. Speak on tonight, oh God, your life-transforming word. Cause us to be transformed. Oh God, let us not leave this place the same. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you honor. We give you glory for all these things and more. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, every part of sin, Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for higher. Oh, God, even in the trap houses, oh, God, we thank you tonight, Father, for your word going forth, causing your people to hear in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Father, now we ask that you would cover now, glory to God, your speaker tonight. Cover the man of God. Anoint him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint him afresh. Glory to God. Do a new thing within him. Glory to God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word in advance, your life-changing word. We thank you. Father, we declare, we decree as sons of God, that your word shall not return unto you void. Basha, hey God, but we thank you, oh God, that it shall accomplish everything that you set it out to do in the lives of us, your people. Speak now, O God. Hallelujah. We are God, O God, your servants here. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight, O God, for the isles of the sea. O God, the Middle East, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for all over the world. Glory to God, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Have your way now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for strengthening your speaker. Thank you, O God, for breathing afresh in him, O God. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We say, have your mighty way. Have your mighty way. Glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking now that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be healed. Hey, oh, God, thank you. Oh, glory to God. Holy Ghost, have your way. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. Oh, God, and for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, glory to God. Just say amen. Hallelujah. Just say amen. Hallelujah. In expectancy, amen, for what the Lord shall do for you on tonight. Just say amen. Glory to God. And so it is. Amen. Every answer, every petition, glory to God, that you have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For the new thing, amen, that he's doing in the midst of us. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen. Jesus, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Glory to God. Amen. Have, amen, a fine young man. Amen. A sold out vessel for the Lord. Glory be to God, who's, amen, one of our PNN advisors. He's also, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, one of our co-hosts. Amen. Such a strength. PNN Network, amen. We're so grateful for him, grateful for his zeal, amen, grateful for what the Lord is doing in his life, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, he's no stranger to either any of us, amen, coming to us, amen, from Athens, Georgia, amen, by way of True Holiness Temple, Church of God. Glory be to God, amen. Again, our PNN advisor, amen, Jesus, our co-host on tonight. And tonight, glory to God, he's God's messenger, amen, for the people of God. We want you to receive Minister Emmanuel Hoges. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. To all of God's people, amen, under the sound of my voice. Amen. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is the head of our life, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Thank God, amen, for sanctification. Thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost have not gone anywhere. Amen. We still, amen, acknowledge the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our ticket, amen, to get to heaven. Somebody said, if I got my ticket, Lord, can I ride? Amen. If you got the ticket of the Holy Ghost, amen, you could take flight, amen, when the Lord come back, amen, to gather his people. So we praise God for his goodness, his mercy. Thank God for his grace, his love. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord to each and every one of you. Amen. Out there, amen, listening to this broadcast tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, we give honor where honor is due. Amen. We give honor, amen, to, amen, our visionary and founder, amen, of this great Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Thank God, amen, for God using her to make this possible. Amen. Thank God for her obedience and her submission to the will of God. Amen. We give honor to, amen, each one of you, to your leaders. Amen. Praise God, amen, for my leaders. Amen. Pastor Mark Hoges, Lady Kalisa. Amen to, amen, my bishops. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. And as we, amen, amen, acknowledging our leaders, amen, I personally ask each one of you to please, amen, continue to hold my bishop up in prayer. Amen. Bishop Lewis Marshall. He has been a speaker on his prayer line several times, him and his wife, Mother Marshall. Amen. But, amen, he's going through, amen, amen, in his body. Amen. Health-wise, amen, because, amen, of, amen, COVID, but we know God is able, amen, and COVID has no respect of person, amen, but we know that God, amen, he is the great healer. So, amen, I am, amen, requesting prayers from each and every one of you, amen, that you will remember, amen, my bishop in prayer, amen, him and his wife, call their name out, amen, and ask God, amen, amen, to heal and to have mercy according to his will. Amen. And we believe God tonight. We've seen God do it so many times before. This is nothing new for God. Amen. Sometimes things are new for us, but nothing is new to God. Amen. So in him we put our trust. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. I want to take time out to, amen, thank, amen, the Prayer News Network, amen, family, amen, advisors, amen, Evangelist Bradley and all the advisors, amen, and each one of you for helping me to celebrate my birthday, amen, on yesterday. Truly, amen, I had a blessed birthday, amen. I'm just so grateful just to be alive. I am celebrating life, amen, not only just life in the natural, but I'm celebrating, amen, life in Christ, amen, being saved, amen, living for the Lord. And truly, that's the blessing right there. That's the greatest gift, amen, is living for the Lord, amen, the gift of salvation. So I just want to take time to, amen, acknowledge each one of you and thank each one of you for helping me to celebrate my birthday and making my birthday, amen, as great as it was, amen. We thank God, amen. I want to, amen, wish each and every one of you, those of you that may be celebrating a birthday in the month of October, amen. I want to take time out to help you celebrate, amen, to wish you, amen, a happy birthday, whether it already came or whether it's on the way. Either way, I want to take part, amen, and to help you to celebrate, amen, and wish you a happy birthday, amen, for the month of October. Amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. And also, amen, October, amen, in case you're not aware of it, amen, I like to try to stay on top of what's going on, amen, around me, not so much talking about the news in general, amen, in the month of October, in case you're not aware, is the month of ministers' appreciation. October is the month of ministers' appreciation, amen. If you didn't know that, now you know. Amen. To verify it, you could Google it. Amen. Look it up. Amen. Search it out for yourself. But October is the month of ministers' appreciation. Amen. This is not just talking about your pastor only, but it's talking about all the ministers, amen, that come before you and minister to you. Amen. In your body, whether, amen, they're evangelists, whether they are, amen, a minister or elder, it doesn't matter. Anybody that, amen, ministers God's word. October is a month of appreciation for all ministers. Amen. And I want to encourage each one of you under the sound of my voice. Amen. Don't let this month go by without acknowledging your ministers. Amen. And showing your appreciation, amen, for them. Amen. That they have been ministering the word of God to you. Amen. Go to the store. Amen. Do something nice for them. Pick them up a little token of love to show your appreciation. Amen. All of this is right. Amen. And they're not out for that, but it's only right for us to take care of our own. Amen. They've been giving us the word of God all throughout the year. This is the least that we can do, is to show our gratitude and our appreciation. Amen. So this, amen, I encourage each one of you, amen, to do. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We're going to move on out the way. Amen. But we have to, amen, do have to acknowledge, amen, some things and make some things known. Amen, before the people. Amen, God said that we may prosper and be in good health, even as our soul doth prosper. And some things we would never know if somebody did never tell us. Amen, but God brings us into the wisdom, into the knowledge. Amen, and causes us to be aware of things, amen, going on all around us that we sometimes so easily overlook or just don't know. But thank God for teaching us and showing us, amen, what is right, amen, and letting us know what it is that we need to know, amen, to better serve him. And I don't know about you, but I want to serve the Lord, amen, in the beauty of holiness. How about you tonight? I want to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In order for me to do that, amen, I must learn everything that I can learn, amen, by instruction, amen, given, amen, by God through his ministers and vessels. Amen. So we bless God. We praise God. And we're going to go into the word of God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prayer that has went forth already. We thank you, oh God, for this night. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your great people. Father God, we pray that you will bless, save, strip, and heal, and deliver. Oh God, sing your word, anoint these lips of clay, deliver your word. Let your word take root in the hearts of your people tonight. Oh God, you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God, make it known unto us tonight what it is that you want us to know. Open up your word unto us. Reveal yourself to us, God. Oh, God, manifest yourself even the more. Teach us, empower us, oh, God. Give us what we need, what we're lacking. Give it to us tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We are going to go to the word of God. But just before we're going to the word of God, amen, we're going to have, amen, a special solo tonight. Amen. We're going to have a special solo tonight. Amen. Coming from my son. Amen. My son Benjamin. Amen. Is going to, amen, embrace us with a solo tonight. Amen. I want you to pray with him as he take the platform. Amen. Son, you can push *6 and unmute your phone. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, son.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Nothing is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things but fail. Because you never lost the battle. No, you never lost the battle. And I know, you never will. Everything's possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. A new wind is blowing right now. Breaking my heart of stone. Taking over like it's Jericho. And my walls are all crashing down. But right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things, no fail. Cause you never lost the battle. No, you never lost the battle. And I know, you never will. You can do all things. You can do all things, no fail. Cause you never lost the battle. No, you never lost the battle. And I know, you never will. You've never lost the battle. You've never lost the battle. You've never lost the battle. You never will. You've never lost the battle. You've never lost the battle. You've never lost the battle. You never will.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we give God some praise right there? Hallelujah. If you believe the words of that song, says you never lost a battle and you never will. Can you give him some praise for that? Can you give God some praise for being victorious? We serve a victorious God, a God that will never, never lose a battle. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God, amen, for that beautiful solo. Amen. Coming from, amen, my son Benjamin. Amen. Thank God for him. Thank God for his willingness, amen, to assist me, amen, in ministry tonight. Even as I asked him, amen, that I wanted him to sing, amen, on this broadcast tonight, amen, before I bring the word of God. Amen. And he sung that song, amen, in, amen, our holy convocation that we had, amen, this past week. Amen. And I tell you, he began to stir our hearts with that song. And that song began to just stick with us, saying, amen, our God never lost a battle. Amen. And he never will. Amen. So, people of God, this battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Amen. So we praise God once again, amen, for, amen, that song coming through my son Benjamin. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. And you will be hearing more from him, amen, on this broadcast. Amen. I'm saying, man, the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. Amen. Yes, he's been brought up in the church. He knows about the Lord. He knows about salvation. Amen. But I want to, amen, continue to instill in him, amen, the outreach part of ministry as well. It's very important that we teach the outreach part of ministry, getting involved, amen, into the communities and, amen, the souls of men that are on the outside of the church and the outside of the walls of the church. Amen. We have an obligation and responsibility, amen, to teach our youth and our young people, amen, how to do outreach ministry. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. We bless God. We take time to, amen, just honor God in all things. Amen. But the most important part, amen, of the night is the Word of God. Amen. We're going to go to the Word of God. We're not going to stand before you, amen, too long, hopefully, said the Lord. Amen. We want to, amen, use temperance. Amen. We want to be mindful of your time. Amen. And respect your time, knowing that, amen, many of us have to get up in the morning for work. But God's word is very important. Amen. And we cannot shortchange God. We cannot, amen, not give God what's due unto him. Amen. But God, he does all things well. So tonight, if you would go, amen, to the word of God with me, amen, we want to go to the book of Psalms. Amen. We want to go to the book of Psalms. Amen. Very familiar, amen, chapter, number of Psalms, amen, Psalms 51. Amen. We want to go to the book of Psalms 51. Amen. But we want to go down to verse 16 and 17. Once again, that's Psalms 51. Amen. Verses 16 and 17. So many times when we, amen, go to Psalms 51, we automatically, amen, go, amen, look at the 10th verse about Lord creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Yes, we got to have that. Amen. But there's so much in this psalmist. Amen. There's so much in this book right here alone. Amen. But tonight we want to notice, amen, Psalms 51, verses 16 and 17. And the word of God reads, "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contract heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. We know that God's word is blessed forever. Amen. But here are these two verses, amen, namely is what we want to take, amen, our text from tonight, amen, and put our focus on. Amen. Once again, the 16th verse says, "For thou desirest not sacrifice." Amen. This was David talking to the Lord. "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contract heart. O God, thou wilt not despise." Amen. And as we know, Psalm 51, amen, is a prayer of repentance. Amen. A prayer of repentance. Amen. From David. Amen. When David, amen, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba, amen, the prophet, amen, began to come to David and began to, amen, reveal to David that, amen, his sins were not hid from the Lord. Amen. And David began to, amen, he began to acknowledge and he began to come clean with God. And David began to, amen, cry in the first verse and said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou may be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Amen. How that David was a mighty man of war. Amen. We know in the scripture David was a mighty man of war. Amen. David, amen. He slew, amen. Amen. He slew, amen, the lion. Amen. He killed the lion with his bare hands. Amen. He killed the bear. Amen. He slew Goliath. Amen. David was a mighty man of war. He was bold as a lion. Amen. He had no fear. Amen. He had the Spirit of God upon him. The anointing of God rested upon David. David was the apple of God's eye. Amen. But how many of you know, amen, it doesn't matter how anointed you are. As long as you're in the flesh, you're subject, amen, to fall, amen, short of the glory of God. And I know a lot of people don't acknowledge that. I know a lot of people, amen, they feel within themselves, amen, I'm a great person, meaning, amen, I'm somebody. Amen, I'm this, I'm that. Amen, I cannot let nobody know that I still have human tendencies. I can't let nobody know that, amen, I'm still flesh and blood, and I'm subject to fall. I'm subject to fail God at some point. I'm subject to disappoint God or let God down. Amen. David said in another scripture, Lord, I know my uprising. Ah, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I know my down sitting. Amen. He said, if I cover my head, my feet will show. He said, if I cover my feet, my head will show. He said, amen, there's no getting away from the presence of the Lord. I can't escape the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Lord, thou knowest all things. Amen. He knows when we're right. He knows when we're wrong. Amen. No matter how much we sing over it, no matter how much we pray over it, no matter how much we preach over it and teach over it and shout over it and dance over it, God knows our ups and he knows our downs. God knows our shortcomings. God knows, amen, when we come short of the glory of God. God knows when we fail the test sometimes. God knows when we don't do the right thing sometimes. Amen. But you got to be willing to acknowledge it. Amen. You got to be willing to come clean, amen, with God. Amen. We're always so fast to talk about what David did, huh? Amen. But what did you do, huh? Amen. What are you doing, huh? Amen. Are your ways pleasing God, huh? Amen. Are your conversations holy, huh? Amen. Are your thoughts pure before God, huh? Amen. Glory be to God, huh? Amen. And I tell you right now, huh? Amen. When we come clean with God, huh? When we acknowledge our shortcomings, huh? When we acknowledge, amen, Lord, I failed you, huh? Amen, but I need your help, huh? Amen, God can do something about it, huh? Amen, God can help us, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But I tell you tonight, huh? Amen. David began to acknowledge. Huh? Amen. David realized, huh? Even though the Spirit of God is upon me, huh? Even though the presence of God is with me, huh? Amen. David began to realize, huh? Amen. I sinned and I sinned against thee only, huh? Amen. You only have I sinned, huh? And done this evil in thy sight, huh? But David began to come to God, huh? David began to come to God just as he was, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. And tonight, amen, huh? We want to talk, amen, huh? Amen, coming from the 16th and the 17th verse, huh? For thou desire not sacrifice, huh? David said, else will I give it, huh? Thou delightest not in burnt offerings, huh? This is not what the Lord is looking for, huh? The Lord is not looking for, amen, sacrifices, huh? Amen, we all will be giving sacrifices, huh? We all will be burning candles and incense, huh? We all will be offering up animals and bulls and rams, huh? Amen. If that's what God wanted, huh? Amen. So much so, amen, huh? To these poor animals will become extinct, huh? Amen. Because we will be killing them left and right, huh? We will be killing so many of them, huh? Amen. So there may come a shortage of them, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But that's not what God wants, huh? God is not looking for sacrifices, huh? God is not looking for, amen, burnt offerings, huh? the sacrifices of God, huh, are a broken spirit, huh, a broken and a contract heart, huh, oh God, thou wilt not despise, huh, amen. And early this week, huh, amen, the Lord began to drop this verse in my mind, huh, amen, as I was going on about my daily business, huh, amen, I heard God speak the word into my spirit, huh, he said, a broken and a contract heart, huh, oh God, thou wilt not despise, huh, this is exactly what I heard of the Lord. Amen. I heard the Lord speak these words into my heart and my ears. He said, a broken heart and a contract spirit, I will in no wise cast out. Glory be to God. And God wants you and I to know tonight. Amen. He's not looking for sacrifices. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God is looking for obedience. Amen. Amen. Saul began to sacrifice. He began to sacrifice what he wanted to sacrifice, but he didn't give God what God told him, amen, and God began to tell Saul, because thou hast rejected my word, I also will reject thee from being king, and Saul was rejected, amen, Saul was rejected, from being king, glory be to God, but the sacrifice of God tonight, our broken spirit, a broken and contract heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise, and if you notice the 17th verse, amen, the word broken, is used two times, in that one verse, amen, the word broken, is used two times, in that one verse, God really wants, amen, he wants brokenness, glory be to God, he wants brokenness, amen, he wouldn't have said it if he didn't, he said the sacrifices of God, are a broken spirit, and a broken and contract heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise, glory be to God, amen, I feel my help coming with this message, glory be to God, but I'm going to have to slow it down a little bit, amen, so I can break it down to you tonight. What it is that God wants you to know. Amen. Amen. And we're looking at these two verses. Amen. And tonight, amen, we want to use for a topic. Amen. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. Our topic tonight that we want to use is being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. I know, amen, you hear the word broken, brokenness, amen, this and that. And a lot of times, amen, it's not, amen, a good thing. It's not a good feeling. Amen. Being broken and going through brokenness. Amen. A broken heart. Amen. A broken spirit. Amen. No, it does not feel good. Amen. I'm sure that many of us have experienced being broken. Amen. Having a broken heart, having a broken spirit. Amen. It ain't got to just be because, amen, a bad relationship. Amen. You could be broken, amen, in heart and in spirit. Amen. By losing a dear loved one. Amen. When I lost my dear loved ones, amen, I was broken in spirit. I was broken in my heart. Amen. Nothing, amen, could ease the pain. Nothing, amen, took the pain away. Amen. But God's grace and God's mercy. Amen. Time heals all wounds. Amen. Time heals all wounds. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Amen. But maybe you have experienced brokenness in other ways, in other shapes, in other forms. Amen. You could be in a bad car accident. Amen. And you could be broken. You could get all broke up in a bad car accident. Amen. And you could be in so much pain. Amen. But as time goes on, amen, God, amen, he heals you. Amen. And he puts you back together. Amen. And sometimes, amen, you may not be put back when your bones break. It may not, amen, all the time heal right. Sometimes when your bones heal, they do not heal right. Amen. They come back together, but it just didn't heal right. Amen. It's just enough to, a fixation. It's just enough to, get you by, to get you through. But sometimes, you still suffer from that brokenness. Sometimes, you still feel the effects of being broken. Amen. And tonight we're talking about, broken, being broken. Amen. We're talking about, brokenness. Amen. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. Somebody probably saying, what are you talking about? Amen. My brokenness was a terrible thing. Amen. Maybe it was. Amen. But yet being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. I want to challenge your mindset tonight. I want to challenge you, to explore new avenues of the Word of God tonight. Amen. This is no new doctrine, no new gospel. But sometimes we have to see the Word of God in a different God. He reveals the Word of God to us in a different light. Amen. And the Lord began to reveal to me, this message, saying being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to get to the point where you can leave off this line with understanding and knowing that being broken is not always a bad thing. Yes, a lot of times, the brokenness that we experience, it is a bad thing, what we had to go through to get to this point, what brought us to this point of being broken, And sometimes people, they say, I have bad memories. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it because it's so painful. It's opening, like opening up a can of worms, open up the wound all over again. I understand all that. I've been through that myself. But in spite of it all, can anything good come out of this? Glory be to God. Can anything good come out of this brokenness that I, have experienced or that I'm yet experiencing currently? Maybe some of you are currently, under the sound of my voice. Maybe somebody is currently experiencing brokenness, which I know there is. There's somebody right now under the sound of my voice that is, going through brokenness. Brokenness in your life, whether, it's relationship that have broken your heart or whether, it's death, of a loved one that you are broken up and saddened about. But being broken is not always a bad thing. Let me move on, to explain to you what I'm talking about tonight. Some examples of things, that, can become broken. You can have a nice vase in your house. You went to the store, you saw a nice vase. The vase had caught your attention because it was so beautiful, you thought. You took the vase home and you set it up on a shelf or on a table somewhere. But one day, somebody knocked the vase off. Whether it was you, or your children playing in the, in the room, throwing a ball around, and they hit the vase, and the vase fell on the floor and broke. Well, that vase that you thought was so beautiful, that vase that you admired, and that you liked so well, is now shattered. Hallelujah. It's now, in pieces. It is now broken. And that vase is no longer any good to you. Because it's broken into many, many pieces. And it's no longer any good or any use, unto you. So you sweep it up and you cast it aside and you throw it in the trash. You dump the pieces in the trash can. Glory be to God. Sometimes a vase, it may not fall too hard and break all the way. But maybe it has a chip in it. Maybe the vase get chipped. And you see, well, thank you, Lord, my vase didn't break all the way. It didn't shatter into pieces. I still can keep it. I could just, turn it around where nobody can see that it's chipped. Nobody can see that it, it has been damaged. And ain't that just like us today? We fix ourselves up to nobody can recognize that we are damaged. Nobody can recognize that we have been injured. Nobody, can recognize, that we are hurting because we have disguised ourselves. We have fixed ourselves up so well, that we covered up, the chip and the broken piece. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's go to a cell phone. Amen. Mostly everybody has a cell phone nowadays. Amen. We're to the point where we can't hardly live without a cell phone, so it seems. Amen. We start off at work and we forget our cell phone. We'll turn all the way around. We'll choose to be late for work to turn around and go get that cell phone because I got to have it. Amen. But, amen, your cell phone begin to fall on the ground. Amen. And crack. Amen. The glass, amen, the screen on your cell phone begin to crack. Amen. You got a, amen, you got a screen protector on there, but it's still cracked. You got, amen, you got a case, a phone case on your phone that's supposed to help prevent your phone from cracking. Amen. But this particular time, amen, your phone has cracked when you dropped it. Amen. It has hit the pavement, the cement. Amen. And the screen has, amen, cracked. Amen. Sometimes when it cracks, it's just a couple cracks in it. Amen. Where it's not too bad. Amen. You could keep using it because the crack is not so bad. Amen. Other times, amen, your cell phone, amen, screen has become shattered. Amen. It's so shattered till you can't even see, amen, anything on the cell phone. Glory be to God. Amen. And sometimes that's just like life again. Sometimes our life, we're so shattered, amen, that, amen, we're no good for nothing. Amen. We're so shattered, amen, that we can't get nothing out of ourselves. Nobody can get anything out of us because we have been so shattered. Amen. Other times, amen, we just, amen, we're cracked. Amen. We just have, amen, cracks, amen, bruises. Amen. Enough where we still can operate. Even though we're damaged, we still, amen, can operate. We still can be used even though we are damaged. Glory be to God. Don't this sound so familiar, amen, to the church world today? Amen, and to other people, amen, to the world, amen, as well. Amen. So many people are walking around, they're damaged. Amen. They're damaged. Amen. They're injured. Amen. They're, amen, they're bruised up. Amen. But they're still in operation. They're still, amen, still being, amen, in use. Amen. Our topic tonight is being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. I'm going to get to the point. I just want to give you some examples where you can see what God is trying to reveal to us tonight in spirit. Jesus used parables so that men can understand the revelation of God's word. Amen. And I want to go, amen, use, amen, the glass and the cup for an example. Amen. You can have a glass, amen, and that glass can fall, amen, and it can shatter. Amen. And sometimes a glass, when it falls, it may not, or you can knock it against something and chip it. Amen. Sometimes the same way. When it shatters, it's no good. But if it's chipped, sometimes the glass could just be chipped. But you can still use it. It still can work. You can manage to, amen, to make it work, even though it's chipped, even though it's damaged, even though a piece of it is missing. A piece, amen, has been, amen, cut off from the original version. Even a cup, sometimes a drinking cup can have a chip in it because it's been knocked around. It's been banged up against something else. Amen. And it caused it to be damaged. It caused it to have a chip in it. And anytime, amen, when pottery, when they do inspections, if their vessel has a chip in it, they cannot sell it because it's damaged good. It's not perfected. It's not perfect. Amen. So they break it up or they discard it. Amen. And they make the vessel all over again. Amen. Until they are satisfied, amen, with it. And they feel that they have, amen, a perfect vessel. Amen. Well, you and I tonight, amen. Amen. I'm moving on, amen, so you can understand what the Spirit, and I got to move fast. I know, amen, time-wise. But here tonight, amen, God wants you to know, being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. And you tonight, under the sound of my voice, you are broken tonight. You, amen, have been damaged. You have been injured. You have been bruised, amen, from the storms of life. Amen. And sometimes people will bruise you. Sometimes people will damage you. Huh? Sometimes people, amen, will hurt you, amen. But yet and all, you still try to operate. Huh? You still trying to function, amen, being bruised, huh? Amen, being broken. Huh? Amen, glory be to God. Huh? Amen. You're trying to function, amen. Amen. Being bruised, amen. Amen. You are functioning, but you're not functioning to, amen, your best abilities, huh? You're not functioning to your best capabilities, huh? Because it's a piece of you that's missing. It's a piece of you that has been damaged and that has been taken away. Amen. That's no longer there. Amen. It has died, amen. Glory be to God. Being broken is not always a bad thing, huh? Glory be to God. And God wants you to know tonight, amen, amen, a broken heart and a contract spirit, amen, he will in no wise, amen, despise. Amen. Let's look at the word broken. Amen. The word broken means, amen, having been, amen, fractured or damaged or no longer in one piece or work in order, amen, or condition. The word broken means having been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or work in order, is no longer in working order or good condition. A person having given up, amen, a person having given up all hope, desire, or despairing is broken. A person having given up all hope, desires, or despairing, it has been broken from life. Regardless of what caused them to be broken, amen, they are broken. Glory be to God. An example, amen, as I was just looking up the word broken in the dictionary, it gave a sentence of being broken. He went to his grave a broken man. Ain't that a sad thing? He went to his grave a broken man. Amen. This person was so broken till, amen, he was broken. He died of heartbreak. Amen. His heart was so broken till he died of heartbreak. Amen. That is serious, people of God. Don't you know you could die? You could be so broken till you could just die. You can die of a broken heart. Amen. I want you to hear me and hear me good tonight. You can die of a broken heart. Amen. It goes on and says an example in this example of the sentence of broken. He went to his grave a broken man. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He was a person that had given up all hope. This was a person that lost all desire. This was a person that was in despair. He went to his grave a broken man. Amen. People of God, this don't have to be us tonight. Amen. This do not have to be us tonight. Amen. And let me tell you something. You may not be in the grave. You may be still walking around. But you're dead while you yet live. Glory be to God. Amen. The Holy Ghost said you are dead while you yet live. Amen. What you mean? Amen. You're walking around. Amen. But you are in despair. You have given up. You have given up, amen, on hope on life. You have given up hope on life. You feel like your life don't have no purpose. You feel like your life doesn't have meaning. Amen. And you're trying to wonder, amen, morning after morning, why am I still here? Why, amen, why did I even wake up this morning? For what? What's the purpose? So I can live another miserable day? Amen. You have given up all desires. All your dreams, all your aspirations have been wiped out, have been washed away. Glory be to God, because you have been broken. Amen. You are so broken till you can't even dream anymore. Oh, glory be to God. You are so broken that you can't even see what your future, amen, what you want your future to be. Amen. You have given up all desire. Amen. You're to the point you're walking around, you're breathing, but yet you don't even really have a desire to be here. Amen. You don't have a desire, amen, to even be alive. That's how serious this is tonight. That's how broken you really are tonight, that you don't even have a desire to live anymore. Amen. You're trying to figure out how can I ease the pain. Oh, glory be to God. You're trying to figure out what can I do to end this pain. What can I do to cause this pain to cease? What can I do? Oh, glory. God is talking to somebody tonight. God is talking to you. You tonight that's listening. You tonight that's sitting there contemplating on taking those pills. Yeah, man, you've been looking at those pills all day long, and you've been thinking about taking an overdose. You've been thinking about overdosing on pills. just to ease your pain because you are broken, because your heart is broken. You, amen, that's walking around, amen, with a gun in your house, amen, with weapons all around you. Amen, you're contemplating the devil is torturing your mind, amen, telling you to blow your brains out. Amen, but I challenge you tonight, don't do it. Amen, I tell you tonight, don't do it. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to give up all hope and tell you all hope is gone. All hope is lost. But I come to tell you tonight, all hope is not lost. All hope is not gone. Amen. Being broken is not always a bad thing. This place that you're in, amen, I know it doesn't feel good. I know, amen, it feels like a terrible place. And maybe it is a terrible place. But take hold of faith tonight. Take hold of God's word tonight and know that trouble don't last always. Oh, glory be to God. Do I got any witnesses tonight that know that trouble don't last always? Glory be to God. This too shall pass. Amen. Earth has no sorrow. Hallelujah, that heaven cannot heal. I can remember when my heart was broken. I can remember when I had given up all desire, when I had given up all hope on life. Amen, I felt like life wasn't worth living. Amen, I was one of those that wanted to commit suicide. Amen, I was suicidal as a child. Amen, because my pain I felt was so great. Amen, I felt like I had no purpose in life. I felt like nobody loved me. I felt like, amen, my own family didn't love me. I felt like a castaway. I felt like I didn't even belong to my own family. But glory be to God. Amen. I held on. Amen. Amen. I hung in there. And I want to tell you tonight, hang on in there. Hang on in there. Amen. Amen. Because better days are coming. Amen. Better days are coming if you believe God tonight. Glory be to God. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Oh, I cried, I cried, I cried. I cried so many nights. I cried till my pillow was wet with tears. I cried myself to sleep many nights. Oh, you don't know the night that I cried. You don't know the pain and the agony that I went through. But I cried and cried and cried until I found the Lord. I cried and I cried and I cried until I got peace of mind. Oh, but one day, the love of Jesus came my way and touched me. Oh, the love of Jesus came my way. And he touched me, amen. He wiped away those sad tears. When you see tears flowing down, these are tears of joy. Thinking about how good God's been. Thinking about how God kept me. When I was going to do myself harm. When I wanted to take my own life. But now I got tears of joy. How God kept me from that. God kept me from committing suicide. God kept me from killing myself. Glory be to God. God kept me. Amen. He wouldn't let it be. God blocked it. Oh, God, what if the devil meant for bad? God blocked it. What the devil was trying to get me to do, God blocked it. Glory be to God. And today I got tears of joy to know that God, he rescued my poor soul. I was in a dark place. Amen. I was in a very low place in life. But Jesus, amen. He blocked it, amen. And he rescued me. If Jesus have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up tonight. Jesus will pick you up tonight. You don't have to commit suicide. You don't have to take your own life. You don't have to harm yourself tonight. Stay the hand of death, amen. Don't harm yourself tonight. God will bring you out tonight. God will mend your broken heart. God will heal your wounded spirit tonight. Do I got a witness tonight? Have you ever been broken? Have your heart been torn into itsy-bitsy pieces? But did God put your heart back together again? Not only did he put your heart back together, he gave you a new heart. Glory be to God. He didn't give you no used heart. He gave you a new heart. He said, my spirit will I put within you. I will take out the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a new heart. A new heart of flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. God, he'll give you a new heart tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Only God can give you a new heart. God ain't got to give you that same old heart that was broken. God don't have to give you that same old heart that was shattered into itsy-bitsy pieces. But God said, I will put, amen, I will give you a new heart. He said, I will take out that stony heart, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Amen, a heart, amen, that's beating right. A heart, amen, that, amen, amen, it's at peace, amen. Glory be to God. But being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen, let me move on, amen. Glory be to God. I know time is running out, amen. Amen, but here the word of God lets us know in the scripture, for the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit. Amen, a broken and a contract heart, oh God, that will not despise. Amen, the word contract. Amen, I ain't talking about a contract that you sign, but contract, amen, it's spelled different. Amen, meaning, amen, filled with a sense of guilt and the desire for atonement. Amen, penitent, godly sorrowful. Amen, amen, it meaning, amen. Feel, amen, contract means filled with a sense of guilt and the amen, desire for atonement. Amen, meaning forgiveness. Amen, penitent. Amen, meaning you're repentant. Amen, godly sorrowful. You are so godly sorrowful when your heart is contract and broken. You are so godly for, you are so godly sorry. Amen, even if you harm somebody. Amen, and you amen, meant to do it or didn't meant to do it. Amen, when you truly, amen, mean, amen, forgiveness. Your heart is so broken, you beg that person for forgiveness. You, amen, you ask that person, please, please, I'm so sorry, I did not mean to do it. Please forgive me, please forgive me. Give me another chance, I did not mean to hurt you. I did not mean to harm you. Amen, it wasn't intentional. Glory be to God, you are godly sorrowful. Amen, you are atonement, you want atonement. You want to be forgiven. You are penitent. Amen, you are repentant. Amen, every second you are repentant because you are so kind, because your heart is, amen, a broken heart and a contract spirit. Amen, glory be to God. And the Hebrew translation of that word is crushed. Amen, your heart is crushed. Amen, your spirit is crushed. Amen, you're crippled. Amen, being broken and being, amen, being broken, it can cripple you. Amen, yes, you can still, amen, you can still operate, you can still function, but you have become crippled. Amen, maybe you got a limp now. Amen, when you was in a car, before you was in a car accident, for an example, before you was in a car accident, amen, you was walking just fine. But amen, after, amen, hypothetically speaking, example, after being in a car accident, amen, you have been broken up so bad to now you, amen, you got a limp. Amen, even though, amen, you're operating, but amen, but now you have become crippled. Amen, amen, you have been broken, amen, till it crippled you. Amen, yes, you're still walking, but now you got a limp. You're not walking normal like you used to. You're not operating like you used to because, amen, you have been broken. You have been damaged. You have been injured. Amen, even in the spiritual sense. Amen, we're going on. We're singing. We're shouting. We're dancing. Amen, but we're crippled. Amen, we've been injured. Amen, we're not, amen, operating under our full potential. We're not operating under our full potential because something inside of us has been broken. Amen, our hearts have been crushed. Amen, we've been wounded. Amen. We've been wounded severely. Amen. And the enemy left us out on the battlefield to die. Amen. But thank God for his love. Thank God for restoration. Saying a minute for our bad. But God meant it for our good. Glory be to God. Say the name, amen. He told us to die. But the Lord told us in the scripture. He said, when I saw thee polluted in our own blood, I said unto thee, live. Yea, I say unto thee, live. When I saw thee polluted, you were polluted in your own blood. You were polluted in sin and guilt. You were polluted in shame, amen. Sin will cause shameness. Sin will cause guilt. Proverbs began to pick it up. Say righteousness exalted a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. It don't matter who you are. Sin will bring you down. Sin will up in the White House. Sin will bring the president down. Sin will bring bring the governor down, huh? Sin will bring the policeman down, huh? Sin will bring anybody down, huh? But righteousness, huh? It exalted a nation, huh? Righteousness will lift you up, huh? Righteousness will cause you to rise, huh? But sin, huh? It is a reproach to any people, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. And sin, huh? Is a cause of people becoming broken, huh? Amen. We're talking about brokenness in the natural, huh? Whether through this and through that, huh? But let's go into the spiritual realm, huh? Amen. Let's reverse it to the spiritual realm now, huh? Amen. Sin, huh? Sin will cause you to be broken, huh? Sin will cause you to be crippled, huh? Sin will cause you, amen, to be, amen, a transgressor, huh? That's why David said, amen. Huh? David said, I acknowledge my sin, huh? I acknowledge my transgression, huh? He said, against thee and thee only have I sinned, huh? Amen. Righteousness exalted a nation, huh? But sin is a reproach to any people, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Sin has brought great preachers down, huh? Sin, huh? Sin life at the door tonight, huh? Don't let it in tonight, huh? Don't let sin break you, amen, huh? Don't let sin damage you tonight, huh? Don't let sin destroy you tonight, huh? Glory be to God, huh? The devil don't care how anointed you are, huh? The devil don't care how much power you got, huh? Amen, Satan wants to break you, huh? Satan wants you to be broken tonight, huh? Satan wants you to be damaged tonight, huh? He don't want to just stop there, huh? But he wants you to be in despair, huh? He wants to wipe you out tonight, huh? Satan wants you to die, huh? John 10:10, huh? It lets me know in my Bible, huh? The thief cometh not, huh? But for to steal, huh? To kill and to destroy, huh? That's what the devil wants, huh? He don't just want to break you, huh? He want to, amen, kill you, huh? Amen. He don't want to just break you, amen, up, huh? He wants to destroy you, amen, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But the potter, huh? Oh, glory, hallelujah, huh? The potter, huh? He wants to put you back together again, huh? You may be broken tonight, huh? You may be wounded tonight, huh? You may be damaged tonight, huh? And they say you no good for nothing, huh? They said I can't use you no more, huh? They said we can't use you because you're damaged, huh? And they catch you to the side, huh? Amen, but here come my Jesus, huh? Here come my Jesus, huh? Stepping right in, huh? The stones that the builders rejected, huh? Now have become the head cornerstone, huh? Oh, glory to God, huh? When they rejected Jesus, huh? Glory be to God, huh? They didn't want to acknowledge Jesus, huh? They didn't want to use Jesus for anything, huh? Amen. They said, we don't need Jesus, huh? But look at my God, huh? The stone that the builders rejected, huh? That same one that they cast away, huh? Look at God, amen, huh? God, he looked down on it, amen. He looked down on you, amen, huh? And said, I can use you, huh? This is the one I want, huh? It's not all the other ones that look good, huh? It's not all the other ones that look strong and mighty, huh? But God, amen, huh? He can use that little weakling, huh? He can use the one that people say ain't no good, huh? He can use the one that people say they can't do anything, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? You may feel within yourself, huh? I don't know how to do nothing, huh? I don't have no gifts and talents, huh? I don't know how to do anything, huh? My life is useless, huh? But let me tell you something tonight, huh? You are the one God wants. You are the one God wants, huh? Amen, huh? I never knew I would be on a global prayer line, huh? But I am at God, huh? He saw something good in me, huh? When I was a castaway, huh? When I was rejected, huh? When I was thrown away, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And it seemed like nobody saw the good in me, huh? But he saw the best in me, huh? Jesus saw the best in me, huh? When everyone else around me, huh, could only see the worst in me, huh? They said, amen, he's this, huh? They said he's that, huh? Hallelujah, huh? But he saw the best in me, huh? Amen, I wasn't the mighty one, huh? I wasn't the most powerful one, huh? I wasn't the most outgoing one, huh? But Jesus Jesus, huh? He saw the best in me, huh? When I was dry bones in the valley, huh? When I was dry bones, huh? Jesus looked upon me, huh? He walked in that valley, huh? He walked in that valley of dry bones, huh? And he came across me, huh? Amen. And I wondered, huh? Was there any more hope for me, huh? I was in despair, huh? I was broken, huh? I was broken, people of God, huh? But Jesus, he saw the best in me, huh? He said, I can use you, huh? Amen. Even though you're broken, huh? I can mend you back together, huh? I can make you anew. And he breathed on me, huh? He told me to live, huh? He told me to live, huh? Glory be to God. And because of that, amen, I'm here today, huh? Amen, I'm reminded of Jesse, huh? Jesse had, amen, a house full of sons, amen, about 11 sons, amen. Jesse had a whole bunch of sons, amen, and the man of God began to come to Jesse, amen, and told Jesse, I must anoint your son as king, I got to anoint your son as king, amen. Jesse went and got the oldest son, and the prophet, the man of God began to tell him, no, that's not, glory be to God, that's not the one, amen. He went and got the next son, know that he got the strong son, the son that got muscles, the son that worked out, the son, amen, that was tall, the son, amen, that was built, the son that was educated, the son that was mature, know that he tried to pick out the best characteristics, amen, of the son that, amen, shall be anointed king, but the man of God said, no, that's not the one, he got the next son, he went all the way down, amen, down to the bottom. But he had one son that he seemed to be, amen, rejected. He had one son that seemed, amen, to be to himself. David was a little shepherd boy. He was out in the field, amen, with the cattle, amen. He was out in the field, amen, with the herd and the sheep. Glory be to God. And the man of God told him, surely you must have one son, Surely you must have another son, There got to be another son somewhere, Amen, why are you hiding him, Why are you, amen, don't want to bring him forth, Amen, that's the one, amen, God wants, That's the one that people, amen, People, amen, the one that people overlooking, That's the one that God wants to use, It ain't the one that got all the mouth, It ain't the one that's outgoing, Sometimes it's the ones, amen, That are the quiet ones that people feel like, amen, they ain't got much to say, They, amen, they don't know how to do too much, That's the one God wants, That's the one, You are the one tonight that God wants. Glory be to God. Stop comparing yourself with your sisters and brothers. Stop comparing yourself with other people. Well, I don't look like them. I'm not built like they are. Well, amen, my hair ain't like theirs. I don't dress like they dress. I don't live in a fine home like they do. I don't drive a fine car like that. It doesn't matter. You are the one God wants. Amen. The stone that the builders reject had become the head cornerstone. Glory be to God. Amen. Pick up yourself. Amen. Get yourself together. God wants to use you. Get yourself together, man of God. Get yourself together, woman of God. Amen. God wants to use you. Stop walking around feeling discouraged. Stop walking around feeling like I don't know how to do much. Amen. God will order your steps in the word. Amen. I didn't know how to do very much. Amen. Growing up, amen, I had several siblings myself. Amen. But I felt the least of them all. Amen. I felt like I was the only one that didn't have a talent. I felt like I was the only one that didn't even have a lot of knowledge and didn't know how to do very much. But glory be to God. Amen. God saw something good in me. He said, amen, I want to use you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Songwriter said he saw the best in me. When everyone else saw the worst in me, Jesus saw the best in me. I can remember my own grandmother. Amen. God bless her soul. She's, amen, going on. She's, amen, dead and gone, resting with the Lord. But I can remember as a child, amen, grandma began to have doubts about me. Amen, because, amen, she said, amen, I was a devil. Amen, my own grandma said, he's such a devil, which I was, amen, I was. I couldn't deny that. Amen, I had a very devilish spirit as a child. all because I was reacting out. I was rebelling because I was reacting out on how I felt. Amen. I felt rejected, so why not act out on it? Amen. I felt like a castaway, so why not act out on it? Amen. That's what's wrong with a lot of your children today. You trying to figure out what's wrong with your child. Amen. Your child just needs some love. You just need to love your child. Your child needs to know that they are loved. Amen. Stop always telling them how bad they are. Stop always telling them how worthless they are. Stop always telling them how useless they are. Amen. And speak some life in them. Speak life into them. Tell them how wonderful they are. Tell them how much they are a gift from God. Oh, glory be to God. Cause them to feel wanted. Cause them to feel, amen, needed. Glory be to God. A lot of times they only acting out on, amen, in rebellion. They only acting out because they feel rejected, amen, by you. Amen, but love them. Love your child back to God. Love your child back, amen, to, amen, where they belong. Amen. Speak over their life and tell them that they are a great man of God. Tell them that they are a great, mighty woman of God. Stop telling them that they're nobody. Stop telling them that they're no good. Glory be to God, because that's the one God wants. Amen. While you frowning on your own children, God is saying, that's the one I want to use. That's the one I'm going to save and use. Oh, glory be to God. And my own grandmother began to say, oh, I don't know about Manny. He's such a devil. He got so much devilment in him. I don't know, amen, what, amen, he going to turn out to be. Amen. Going to say, Grandma, what do you think, amen? She said, I don't know. She answered for everybody. Amen. She answered it for everybody. We went down the line. Amen. I'm 6 out of 7. Amen. I have, amen, 7 siblings. Amen, and I'm 6 out of 7. Amen, she went all the way down to the line. They went all the way down to the line. Grandma, what you think the oldest is going to be? What you think the next one will be? What you going to think this one will be? Amen, but when they got to me, Grandma paused. Grandma wouldn't answer for a minute. And then they had to ask her again. Grandma, amen, what do you think, amen, he's going to be talking about me? And Grandma just laughed because she didn't want to answer because her answer wasn't going to be, amen, positive. Her answer wasn't going to be so good. Amen. And she knew she was only going to speak the truth of what she thought. Amen. And she said, I don't know about that Manny. That's what they call me, my nickname. She said, I don't know about that Manny. She said, he's such a liar. He's such a liar. Amen. He got so much devilment in him. I don't know what he's going to be. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But if Grandma could only see me today, if Grandma could only hear me today, she will say, see what the Lord has done. Amen. I know my time is about up. Did I finish this message? No. But am I going to have to stop? Yes. Hallelujah. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. You can feel broken and be broken tonight, but the potter can put you back together again. Amen. And you can say, can anything good come out of this? Yes. Yes, something good could come out of this. A broken heart and a contract spirit, he would no wise, amen, despise. Amen. We see, amen, you ain't going to get nothing to your heart and your spirit is broken. See, that's a good thing to come out of this. Amen. See, when you're broken, that's when God can deal with you. When you're broken, amen, that's when you can pray through. Amen. You wail, you weep, and you cry in the spirit because you're broken. Amen. But see, when you're not broken, you just, amen, I'm fine, just the way I am. Amen. You ain't getting nothing. Ain't nothing coming in and ain't nothing going out. But when you are broken, amen, that's when God can do some of his greatest works in your life, when you are broken. Amen. God, he does great work all the time. Amen. But this is the time he said, a broken heart and a contract spirit, oh God, that will not despise me and cast out, that will not reject you. Amen. When your heart and your spirit is broken and contract. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 7, amen. Amen. I'm going to read the first verse. 2 Corinthians 7, amen, verse 10. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it reads, amen. And I'm trying to, amen, cut right now through. So it reads, amen, 2 Corinthians, amen, 7th chapter, verse 10. For godly sorrow, work of repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Amen. See, you can grieve yourself to death. You can grieve yourself to death. Amen. But God is sorry. Amen. And Paul began to, amen, write unto them in 2 Corinthians, amen, 7 chapter, 9th verse. 8th verse says, though I made you sorrow with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did I perceive that the same episode had made you sorry, though it was but for a season. Amen. Though it was for a season. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrow to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive, amen, receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Amen. Do you hear what the word of God is saying? Amen. Like, amen, the evangelist said, amen, write these scriptures down. Go back, read them, amen, when you got time. See, I'm kind of rushing through it now, amen, because I know, amen, I'm pressed for time. But here it begins to say, now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry. I'm not rejoicing because, amen, you're broken. Amen, but. Amen, sorrow to repentance. That's what I'm rejoicing of. Amen, that you were broken. Your heart and your spirit was broken till it brought you to repentance. It brought you to a place in God that produced so much joy. Oh, glory be to God. That had produced so much peace in the midst of the storm. This is what, amen, Paul said, I'm rejoicing about. I'm not rejoicing because you were sorry. Amen, but I'm rejoicing that, amen, ye sorrow to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner. Amen. See, God wants to bring you to a place of repentance. Amen. See, being broken is not always a bad thing. Now, do you understand that topic? Being broken is not always a bad thing. God wants to bring you into a wealthy place. God wants to bring you, amen, to repentance. Amen, by being broken. And sometimes God, he does have to break us. Sometimes God has to break us. Amen. Especially when you don't humble yourself down. God will use something that will cause us to humble down. God will use something that will bring us to our knees. Say God will bring something our way that will bring us to our knees. Amen. And bring us to godly repentance. Amen. It says, amen, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Not to be repented of, meaning you ain't going to go back and do it again. After you come out of that, after, amen, God bring you through, you are not going to go back and repeat it again, because you're going to remember all the pain, all the agony, all the sorrow that you have encountered. Amen. And you're not going to go back to that place again. Amen. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. See, the sorrow of the world worketh death. Amen. You could grieve yourself to death, as we before stated. You could be so burdened and so broken till you just die. Amen. You just give up all hope and die. But this is not what God wants for you tonight. God wants to bring you unto repentance. Amen. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. God is trying to bring you into a place. Amen. He's trying to bring you to, amen, that wealthy place. He's trying to bring you to that land that flows with milk and honey. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just going to have to stop. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes we say, we have a saying that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know it got a chip in it. You know it's damaged. You know it's not working right. But you rather just keep operating like that. You rather just go ahead and just, amen, make it work, even though you know it's not proper. It's not, amen, to the best of its ability. But they say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But God wants to fix you today. God knows you're broken, and God's not going to leave you that way. God do not want to leave you broken, people of God. Do you hear what the Spirit is saying tonight? God do not want to leave you broken. He want to turn it around for you tonight. Amen. Being broken is not always a bad thing, because God wants to work in your life. Amen. Maybe life has disappointed you. Maybe marriage has, amen, you have been broken, amen. Maybe family, amen, has, amen, amen, caused you to be broken. Maybe your job, amen, caused you, amen, to be broken. Amen. Amen. Whatever it is tonight, amen, that has you broken, amen, it's not always a bad thing. Turn it around for you. Glory be to God. We're going to just have to stop right there. Amen. I didn't finish this message, but I'm going to have to stop. Amen. But, amen, sometimes we are fractured and damaged and no longer in one piece. And sometimes we're not operating to our full potential because we are broken. Amen. But tonight, let Jesus fix it for you. Glory be to God. And Micah, my last scripture, amen. Micah, the sixth chapter. Amen. Verses 6, 7, and 8. Micah, amen, in the Old Testament, M-I-C-A-H, Micah 6, verses, amen. Micah 6, verses Amen. 6, 7, and 8. And the word of God reads, amen, and read this in your spare time. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calf of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly. Amen. Tonight, God is calling you to a new place. God is calling you to a new place in him. Yes, I know you've been rejected. Yes, I know you've been broken. Yes, I know you feel like your life and your heart is into, amen, millions of pieces. Amen. But God, amen, he meant it for your good. The devil meant it for your bad. The devil meant it for your downfall. He meant it for your destruction. And the devil even meant to destroy you and kill you. Amen. But you ought to tell the devil, you messed up when you left me alive. Oh, you messed up. You made the biggest mistake when you left me alive. Amen. You should have killed me when you had the chance. But now that you left me alive, you left breath in my body. You messed up. You made the biggest mistake of your life, devil. Now, amen, I'm going to let God have his perfect way in my life. I'm going to let God have his perfect works in me. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to shout victory tonight. Somebody ought to shout victory tonight. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Something good can come out of this. God can produce joy like a river, joy that you never known before. God can produce that peace that's a path of all understanding, that shall keep your hearts and minds stayed on him. Glory be to God. Can God do it tonight? Won't God do it? Thou hast already done it. Amen. We're going to just stop right there, bring this message to a close. Amen. But I feel this message down in my soul tonight. Amen. But you get the message. Being broken is not the end of the road. Being broken is not always a bad thing. We make it a bad thing because we fail to see what good can come out of it. Amen. But God knows our ending as well as our beginning. If he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Amen. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, amen, I know it may be a heartache. I know it may be a headache. I know it may be vexing. I know you may be crying that night. I know, amen, you say nobody knows what you're going through. You're right. Amen. Maybe we don't know. But God knows. God feels your pain. He said, I've seen the afflictions of my people. Hallelujah. And I heard their cry. God sees you in the midnight hour when you're crying. Amen. You're holding on to that pillow and you're just crying and crying all night long. Amen. God, he sees your tears. And he wants to do something about it tonight. Will you allow God, amen, to change your situation? Will you allow God to heal, amen, your broken heart tonight and bring something good out of this situation where you can be a witness yourself? David began to say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from, amen, thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. See, you have lost the joy, but now God wants to restore it. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shoot forth thy praise. Amen. This is when, after fact, after God delivered you, you could give God the praise. And you could be a witness tonight. I know I got witnesses on the line that God, amen, healed them of a broken heart and a broken spirit. Amen. And God brought them to godly repentance. I know we got witnesses right here on the line. Amen, that God did it. I'm a witness. Now, amen, this is why I'm teaching sinners. I'm teaching other people, letting them know the power of God and what God can do, amen, in their life. Because he did it for me. He did it for me so many times. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word. Amen. We're going to just stop right here. Amen. But remember the word of the Lord tonight. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Something good can come out of your situation. Something good can come out of your situation. Tonight, if there's somebody on the line, amen, maybe you're broken, feel rejected. You feel unloved and like nobody wants you. Nobody cares about you. Nobody loves you. And the enemy is telling you, amen, that you have no purpose in life. And you're walking around, amen, believing the devil instead of believing God. But tonight you have heard the words of Jesus. You have heard the word of God. And the word of God has pricked your heart. The word of God began to bring you to godly sorrow, repentance. Tonight, if you're on the line and your heart is broken, maybe your heart is broken, amen, in the natural as well. Not only spiritually, you could be broken naturally and spiritually. But maybe you are broken in some type, form, shape, or way. Glory be to God. But tonight, amen, God wants to put you back together again. Are you willing to let God do an operation on you? To do an operation on you tonight. You are in critical condition right now. Amen. You are in critical state. But tonight, God want to bring you out of intensive care. And God want to bring you into recovery. Oh, glory. God want to bring you into recovery tonight. Amen. Let God do a spiritual surgery on you tonight. Maybe there's somebody on the line tonight. Amen. You don't know the Lord. But you want to get to know who this Jesus is. You want to get to know this God that can put your life back together again. Amen, and give you hope for tomorrow. Amen. Tonight, why don't you go ahead and push *6? I know you're on the line. I know you hear this word tonight. And I know you feel the tug of Jesus at your heart, tugging you and telling you to come. Amen. Why don't you obey tonight and push *6 and come on in and acknowledge that I need the Lord, that I'm one that's broken, but I want Jesus to put my life back together again. Amen. Is there one tonight? Come to Jesus while there's still time. Amen. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Is there one tonight that wants to accept the Lord as your Savior? Amen. You can accept the Lord. He loves you. He's standing there with his arms stretched wide open, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you be obedient tonight? Amen. Will you be obedient to the voice of God tonight and come? Or are you going to live another day being miserable? Are you going to live another day, amen, being broken? Are you going to wake up tomorrow reluctant and dragging to open your eyes because you know the pain that's going to be facing you? But tonight, Jesus can resolve all of that. Amen. What is it that you love so well that you're not willing to let go? What is it, amen, that got you that you just can't make that step, that bold step, and say, I want the Lord. I need the Lord. I want the Lord to come into my life. What is it, amen, that's holding you down and holding you back from yielding and surrendering to the Lord tonight? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You only have one soul. You can have 3 or 4 cars. You can have 3 or 4 houses. Amen. But you only have one soul. Amen. You only got one chance with your soul tonight. Amen. Make the right choice. Make the right decision. Amen. Don't gamble with your soul tonight. Don't gamble with your life. It's heaven or hell. Amen. It's repentance or not. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. We preach this word that it may bring you to godly sorrow, that it may bring you unto repentance. This is why we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To bring you to repentance, a place in God, amen, that you can get to know the Lord in the pardon of your sins. Amen. This night, amen, salvation has come to your house. Amen. Is there anyone on the line that has a special prayer request tonight? Maybe you are saved, but you realize you've been damaged. Amen. Maybe you're operating under a damaged, amen, spirit. Maybe you're operating under a damaged heart tonight. Amen. You're still operating. You're still going on, but you know you're damaged. Amen. Because you have been broken. Amen. But tonight, God don't want to leave you like that. He don't want to leave you in the shape that you're in. Is there one tonight? Amen. Is there anyone on the line tonight that see their need for God in prayer? Amen. Perhaps you have a prayer request for somebody. Amen. Tonight is your night. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the words that you have declared out of these lips of clay. Father God, we thank you for the word that have went over the airwaves. Father God, we thank you for the word that was listened even on Facebook and on the radio, Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, God, for sending forth your word. Oh, God, we thank you for salvation through the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every soul under the sound of my voice tonight. Father God, we thank you for every household tonight. Father God, we pray that your word will penetrate. We pray that your word will bring the souls unto repentance. Bring them, oh God, to godly sorrowful. Cause them to be godly sorrowful for their sins. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, help your people this night. Help your people this hour, this second, this minute. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. Oh, God, help us to acknowledge our wrong. Help us to acknowledge our shortcomings. Help us to acknowledge, oh, God, that we're weak, but you are strong. And we look to you tonight, Father. Oh, God, we look to you. We take you at your word. Oh, God, you're the only one that can help us. You're the only one that can deliver us in a time such as this. Father God, do it for your name's sake. Let your name be glorified. Let your church be edified. You said your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which you were sent. We thank you, oh God, for your word reaching its target, its destination tonight. Oh God, we thank you for your word landing on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we praise you. For that, we thank you. We thank you in advance. We thank you for the manifestation of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you for this word on tonight. Amen. And glory to God. We already know. We already know that the hearts of the people have been blessed on tonight. Glory be to God, because being broken is not always a bad thing. Amen. And we thank God on tonight, amen, because even as you stated, it is not the end of the road. Glory be to God. We thank God for the thousands of people that are listening to the broadcast on tonight. And this very word is ministering unto your soul now. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes the word comes to us, and it is so right there in our face. It's so close unto us. Amen, Jesus, that we have to really look at it. Amen. We have to really allow this word to penetrate our soul, penetrate our spirit. And we know that that's what the word is doing right now. Amen. Because there are a lot of broken pieces. Amen. A lot of broken people. Amen. In the world today. Glory to God, but we thank God for Jesus, because he does want to put his people back together again. Amen. And only he can do it. Glory to God. And it's with word, amen, that is, amen, brought forth in this manner, anointing, glory to God, that the Lord can perform, that he can chisel, that he can begin to bring us back to wholeness. Amen. And we give God thanks again for this word tonight. Amen. We declare and we decree that it shall not return unto the Lord void. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord shall perform. Amen. And every hearer on tonight, amen, we claim healing. We claim healing. Amen. We claim wholeness for every hearer on tonight. amen, not only this night, amen, but for the days, the months, the years ahead. We're claiming healing unto the people, amen, in Jesus' name. Glory be to God, because God's word does not expire. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for you, man of God. Amen. For this word, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, we bless God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, we just want to let you know, people of God, you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Perhaps after this word came, as this word came, amen, maybe you didn't see yourself. Maybe you don't have any broken places. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, listen, in that case, praise God, we want you to bless somebody else. Amen. Take this word, send it, and bless somebody else. Glory be to God. And tonight you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free on tonight. Amen. And I'm going to give you two numbers that you can text, glory to God, as well. Amen. Other means that you can access the broadcast. Amen. You can simply text on tonight. Amen. 912-257-3918. And as well, you can text 678-608-7234. Amen. And that 678 number, amen, you can simply reach out to us on WhatsApp. For our international listeners, if you have WhatsApp, you can certainly text us your prayer request by way of WhatsApp. And as well, we thank God for those of you that are contacting us via Messenger. You can certainly contact us via Messenger if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We'll send it to you electronically. It's absolutely free. Amen. We are maximizing the means and the resources that the Lord has given unto us. As well, people of God, we just want to let you know that you can go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Facebook page, and there you will find the broadcast as well. Amen. All you have to do is simply click on our logo, and every broadcast is listed there. And you can listen, you can send it, amen, you can share it to someone's page as well. You can send it to someone via Messenger, amen. But people of God, don't let this word settle. Don't let this word, amen, just rest, amen, Jesus. But we want you to help us to get the word out to someone that someone can be blessed. Amen. God bless you on tonight. All of our listeners, God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your time. Amen, Jesus. We thank God again for you, Minister Emmanuel, for a word such as this. And we pray on tonight that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will sustain you, that he will cover you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray that he will cover you in his shed blood. We pray that he will cover your family, cover your ministry, everything concerning you, that you will be covered in the name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord will bless you, bless your going out, bless your coming in, even as the scripture declares, from this time forth and forevermore. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that the Lord will continue to strengthen you, that he will continue to give you power to deliver, amen, his word. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that the Lord would open doors unto you, doors of ministry, doors of opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory be to Hallelujah, glory to God, that your very heart's desire, glory to God, those things that you have before the Lord on tonight, we do pray, glory be to God, that the Spirit of the Lord would move upon them. Amen. Glory be to God, and cause you to reap a harvest. Glory to God. Reap a harvest on tonight. Glory God, for the very word sown. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all glory in your precious name, Jesus. In every heart on tonight, say amen Amen, amen. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for those, amen, prayer requests that are already coming in. The broadcast requests that are already coming in. God bless you on tonight. We will certainly get copies to you as quickly as possible. Amen. God bless you again, man of God. We thank God for you. Amen. May the Lord God bless you real good. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast, amen, the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the blessing of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Thank God for you, amen, Prayer News Network family, the people of God, to all of our first-time listeners. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Let the words, amen, that you heard tonight, let it take root in your heart. Let it bring you, amen, to a place of repentance. Amen. You're already broken, but now let it bring you to a place of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Where Jesus can, amen, make you whole. Amen. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt tonight. Amen. We praise God, amen, for this night. Amen. And one thing I do want to say is, amen, you cannot replace brokenness with material things. Mm-hmm. So many people are trying to replace brokenness with material things. That's why they go out and buy so many clothes, because they're trying to cover up the brokenness. That's why they go out every month and get a new car, because they're covering up brokenness. They're running after material things, trying to cover up the pain that they really feel. But ain't nothing going to take away the pain and the brokenness, only the blood of Jesus. Only Jesus, amen, can heal you, amen, from your brokenness. So we praise God. We thank God tonight for all things. Being broken is not always a bad thing. Something good can come out of this. Amen. Thank God for my son, for his willingness. Amen. And you will be hearing more from him, amen, assisting me in, amen, outreach ministry.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to close tonight. Amen. Amen. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Look to Jesus. God bless you. Good night.
God bless. God bless.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.